Labor Committee will meet at 1:30 in the Senate chamber. Labor Committee, 1:30 in the Senate chamber. Labor Committee's meeting immediately in the Senate chamber. Labor Committee immediately in the Senate chamber.
Justice Christensen was right. That is an awesome gavel, even though she was talking about the one over in the House chamber. I would like to call the Senate Labor and Business Relations Committee to order. I'd like to ask the secretary to take the roll silently, and any members that are absent will be excused until they arrive. The minutes were distributed electronically from our last meeting. Are there any changes to the minutes as distributed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved as distributed. And this is the time where we'll also adopt the rules for the committee. The rule 39, I think all the other committees are using that. We've distributed that electronically. I would entertain a motion to adopt the rules as rule 39 as it was distributed.
So moved.
There's been a motion. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The rules are adopted. At this time, I would like to give our new Vice Chair, Senator Green, an opportunity to introduce himself and make any comments that he would like.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So Jesse Green, I'm south of Fort Dodge, represent Green, Hamilton, and Boone counties, and I look forward to working on this committee and seeking bipartisan solutions to such important topics as workforce development, and look forward to get to work with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Green. I'd also, if Senator Bolton has any comments, I would certainly be happy for you to share some.
Thank you, and welcome everybody to the committee, both our new and returning members. Looking forward to this session and a fresh start as we begin our work here in the legislature and on this labor committee. There's no secret that in the past few years we've had some pretty contentious debates, and I hope that this new session is also a new opportunity for us to find better solutions that we can work together to accomplish things for working Iowans. There's no doubt that Iowans across this state have stepped up during the pandemic. I'm talking about the people that we have called essential workers, heroes, our frontline workers in healthcare, and they faced a lot of risk to do so. And they've kept our economy moving and in a strong position, and we want to make sure that they are rewarded for those efforts and they are protected for making those efforts. So I look forward to those opportunities for us to find those common ground solutions and present legislation that is for the betterment of the people that make Iowa's economy strong, our workforce. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Senator Bolton. And I'll just list off the members, the other members of the committee, just for the information of anybody watching in the digital world. So I'm Zach Whiting from Senate District 1. I'll be chairing the committee. Senator Jesse Green will be our vice chair, and Senator Nate Bolton will be our ranking member. The other members of the committee are Senator Waylon Brown, Senator Bill Dotzler, Senator Don Driscoll, Senator Dennis Guth, Senator Pam Yoakum, the former chairman of the committee, Senator Jason Schultz, whose shoes I am trying to fill, Senator Jeff Taylor, and Senator Todd Taylor. And my goodness, I'm going to try to keep you guys apart. The J and the T, that'll be a good one to try to tackle. I'm excited about the committee, and Senator Bolton said, it's the first time I'm chairing a committee. I think a fresh start. I've kind of identified three possible buckets of things that we could tackle. Top being workforce. The second bucket I was called workplace, and then the third bucket that we have handled in the past, but that we may actually take a different direction on this year, is welfare reform. But we're in a different dynamic with an incoming presidential administration. So we did have a bill last year that had, I think, pretty good bipartisan support on EBT cards, and closing a loophole on that. That may be an opportunity where we can tackle that. Just a few things, just a few bills we may consider. No guarantees how far we go forward on them. Under the workforce area, I identified three bills that I introduced last year, trying to find ways to bring people into the state of Iowa, incentivize them to move from out of state into state to help fill some of our workforce needs. And then on the workplace front, we have a bill we may consider on non-compete agreements that impact lower wage employees. There's a study bill we filed on reasonable accommodations in the workplace for pregnant women or women who have recently given birth. And then, as I mentioned, under the welfare bucket, we may consider that EBT card bill. And then there's also one or two bills out there about boxing, mixed martial arts, and WWE, which I'm super excited about because I'm a big pro wrestling fan. Boxing, not so much, but we'll put them in the bill anyways. And then we may discuss, there's possibility we discuss some stuff on drug testing in the workplace. So that's really the direction that we could go this session. And I do look forward to working with each member individually. And in honor of Senator Dotzler, who always tries to keep us in line on this, I would move that Senator Dotzler move that we adjourn. Oh, sorry. Is there any other business, Senator Bolton?
Yes, I do want to mention Senator Dossler apologizes he could not make the meeting. He had a medical appointment. I think you excused absent members, but want to make sure
he will be excused. So maybe I should not have him adjourn us. If that's the case, in honor of Senator Dossler, Senator Bolton moves that we adjourn. Thank you.